I'm sufficiently terrified. I am, but Bishop, I trust you, and I know that, you know, if God told you to tell me to speak, then he'll help me through it. I'm not a talker, like you said. I don't talk. When I was born, it sounds insulting, but a poor sucker. I couldn't suck on a bottle, and it caused a lot of ear infections, which caused a lot of speech impediments, and it was just easier not to talk than, you know, to not be understood all the time. And so even to this day, even at home, you know, I'm quiet unless we've had a disagreement and I need to prove my point. That's a different situation. That's just a little bit different. You can get me going then. But I just wanted to thank the church for loving me and my family like you do. I don't count it for granted to be in this church. When we got married is kind of when I got to be a part. And I think it's the biggest blessing. And I think, God, wow. You know, even in those small things of getting to inherit this church, I don't count it for granted. Bishop, I've seen, you know, my peers that don't have the leadership like we have. And they're not living for God anymore. And they're just, they were swayed by, you know, all the winds. And I'm so grateful for your covering. I really am. Try not to cry. And I wanted to honor my husband. We've been married 11 years. We got married at 21 and 22, so really young. And we had a lot of growing up to do. And I've gotten to kind of see firsthand the Lord chasing him many times. Many times. He's strong-willed. But the Lord chastened him, and he took every time with humility and just in submission. And it's been, you know, a wonderful example to me and to our girls. And, you know, now that my jitters are out. No. Well, so I did ask him if I could buy new shoes for tonight because I had to sing and then stand here. And I was like, I don't have any shoes that are comfortable enough to stand that long. And I think I almost persuaded him, but I ran out of time, so I didn't get to. Hopefully those will come later. It was very clever, I thought. I thought, yeah, that's a good opportunity to ask for shoes. So I'll go to my scripture, which is John 15, verses 1 through 8. I brought this giant preacher's Bible so I can see. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it will be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so that ye shall be my disciples. So, you know, this passage is just Jesus using this parable to illustrate his relationship with us. And sometimes the pruning process, so to purge means, you know, to prune, to cleanse, and it's not always easy. It rarely is, I think, easy. And sometimes we think that it comes when God just talks to us gently and says, you know, you should really cut this out, but it doesn't happen like that. And sometimes it happens at the hands of others. And that's difficult to go to because it feels like it's easy to be mad at one person because they're tangible and not God. And sometimes he uses situations. So this is where I might cry, but I promise I'm okay. Like, I am emotionally stable. I just have a hard time opening up and being vulnerable. But this is what God told me to do, so he'll help me. So, you know, in our walk with God, and we go through hurts. And normally I can get through it pretty quick. Like, I don't take much or many things personally. It takes a lot to offend me. Like, if you're trying to be mean to me, you have to be blatant about it. Or sometimes I don't get it. Charlie's, or Brother Moore, sorry, says that, I know, I don't call him that at home, but. But Brother Moore says, you know, that when we talk through things and when he goes through things, usually I'm his go-to person to talk him down. Because I'm like, no, it really wasn't meant like that. You're taking it too personally. And recently we went through a situation and he had to be that person for me. And so I kind of went through a hurt. And, you know, the first thought through my mind was, God, why? I'm trying my best to serve you. You know, I feel like I'm being obedient to your word. I'm trying. But, you know, I'm still going through this. And in, you know, the passage that I just read, in verse 2, yes, in verse 2, it says that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. And there's times that we can be producing fruit and we go through this process of purging. And it's not to say, oh, you are bad, you've done this and this and this. It's to make room for more fruit. And that really encouraged me that, okay, God, I'm okay. Not that I'm perfect or I don't make mistakes, because that's far from the truth. But it just encouraged me that, you know, even if you are producing fruit, you still have to go through that process. And so kind of when I went through that hurt, normally, you know, things happen and we've been hurt before. We've had situations that we thought would go one way and didn't, and was hurt through that. And, you know, I might be sad for a day and then I'd get over it. You know, it's just, I'd pray and God would move me through it. This lingered. And it lingered more than a few days, and I'd pray and I'd read and I felt encouraged by the word, but it still felt so heavy. And I think so many times, you know, we can get stuck in that hurt and let it turn into bitterness. And, you know, I wasn't angry at anyone or anything. I was just kind of so hurt. But as believers, we have to be careful not to allow that hurt to turn into bitterness. Because it says in verse 6 that when we're disconnected from the vine and when we have bitterness in our heart, we can't be connected with him like we should. And when we have bitterness and are disconnected, we're going to wither away. You know, it might be a slow process, but we cannot let ourselves get to that point. And so I got to kind of a point where it'd been a few weeks, and I prayed because I thought, God, is this depression? I don't know. Am I just exhausted, or am I just really hurt that bad? And so I prayed. I prayed specifically those things. God, am I really tired? Because oftentimes I am tired. And, you know, sometimes that sways your emotions. And I pray, God, am I exhausted? Is this depression? Because if so, I want you to deliver me from it. Or is this you? And I was driving in my car when I was praying to God, and I just felt, you know, a peace. And God said, yes, it's me. And, you know, when that moment hit, that thing that I thought was hurt, God kind of turned it, and it was just a sensitivity to him and to his spirit. I'm sorry, I want to make sure I'm not getting lost. And for me, like I have two little kids. I work full time. Most of the time, evenings are go, 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 get things ready for the next day, get things ready for the next week. And it's all kind of rushing. And for me, sometimes it takes God hitting me hard like that to get me to slow down and so I can hear what he's trying to say to me. And I'm grateful he did. But so when he turned that sensitive or that hurt to a sensitivity, I likened it to God adding more fruit that I maybe didn't have before that I thought I had, but I didn't. And some things had to be cut away, and I had to go through that hurt for him to produce that fruit. And I, when God said, no, it's me, it reminded me of the story of Joseph, which I'm not saying, you know, my situation was anything as dire as that, because it wasn't. But Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Can you imagine the hurt of, you know, my brothers trying to, you know, possibly kill me and then deciding, no, I'll just sell you into slavery. I don't know how he made it through that with, you know, the attitude that he had. And, you know, when his brother sold him into slavery, then he was, you know, lied on by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison. But in those situations, it allowed him to be in the place that God needed him to be for, you know, salvation for his people, for that they would be saved from the famine. And had he not gone through those things, he wouldn't have been in that place. And even Jesus, he was betrayed by Judas, his disciple, you know, somebody who he invested in, that he spent time with, that he taught. He betrayed him. But in that, you know, Jesus was nailed to the cross and the plan of redemption came to pass. So not all the time does the pruning feel good, because it doesn't. But if it allows you to be in the place that God needs you to be for his plan and his will to be done, that's all that matters. In verse 8, it says, you know, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. And some of the fruit that he wants to give us comes through, you know, being broken. It comes through going through things that you don't want to go through that are tough. But he produces fruit that you can use to witness to your friends, your neighbors, to be kind of in a place where he can work on you. And I don't really have any much more. I don't know where I am on time. I meant to do my timer and I got so nervous. But I just wanted to encourage you that, you know, if you are going through a situation or a hurt that you feel like, not a why, or this is maybe too much that I can bear, it's not. And God is using it to get you into a place where he can give you more fruit, that he can use you. You know, the Bible says that, you know, your thoughts towards me are great. He loves us so much. He really does. And it's not the difficult things that we go through is not to destroy you. It's not. And I just wanted to encourage you that, you know, when you go through these situations, keep trusting in him. Keep trusting in him and lean not to your own understanding and continue to acknowledge him in everything. And he'll order your steps. He'll get you through that process. It's all just a process to get you, you know, where you need to be. And I think in life, you're going to have these processes go on where you feel like, okay, I made it through this. I'm good now. and it's going to hit you again. That's how it's happened. But just be encouraged that God has a plan, and in the things that you go through, it's just to prepare you. Thank you.